With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Peoria to Pinehurst, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. How are we doing, everybody? A step closer to the NFL playoffs. Super wild card weekend coming your way on Saturday. We are all over it. It's going to be cold. Not cold, code on Saturday night. Western New York in January, never balmy, never comfortable, never predictable. Night kick from Buffalo, Patriots, Bills, 3 degrees. Where else would you rather be? Oh, it's going to be all types of upstate Western New York, along the Great Lakes type weather. And you know a guy that loved that code? Steve Tasker. One of the greatest special teams players, perhaps the greatest special teams player in NFL history, a crucial part of the 1990s AFC dynasty of the Buffalo Bills. Steve Tasker is going to join us on the show. Coming up here on the program, hour number 3, 2 hours from now, to talk about how the bitter cold will affect Patriots and Bills on Saturday. Also this morning on the show, speaking of the NFL postseason, the Los Angeles Rams add an old friend, an old face to a banged up defensive back core, but Eric Weddle jumping back into the NFL playoffs. We'll look at high-scoring offenses versus steady defenses, and historically speaking, what that means for teams like the Dallas Cowboys, who scored more than 500 points this season. Also, in college football, the playoff is done. They're still trying to figure out whether expansion is coming, and there's an argument to be made that if you don't like what just happened in college football's playoffs, we'll do something about it. College football playoff people. I'm talking about ADs and chancellors and conference commissioners. The NFL had a TV ratings resurgence this year. Russ could be leaving breadcrumbs in the Pacific Northwest. As always, a dramatic reading from Mraz's journal. And Joe Judge got fired and then did what we all want to do as well. Beer and football.
Chubbo.
Pizza and chill.
Oh, valid point.
That was Joe. That was Joe Judge's day after he got the zig. Give me all of the pizza, all of the beer, and I'm just gonna eat my sorrows.
All right.
And drink my sorrows. That's coming your way in 20 minutes. All right. Any of those topics you want to do, let's do them. You want to do them? I'll do them. Let's do it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Yesterday, we went over the least likely candidate to pull an upset wildcard weekend would have to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers obviously getting in by virtue of the Colts upset as the Jaguars pulled the shocker. And then the Sunday nighter not ending in a tie. And the Steelers are the last team into the AFC postseason. They head to Kansas City coming up on Sunday night to take on the two-seeded Chiefs. They are a 12-point underdog in this game, a 12-point underdog, which is by far the biggest line of the NFL weekend. In fact, if you go through history, a double-digit line in the NFL playoffs is relatively rare. Right now, we're looking at potentially one of, if not the biggest line in NFL wildcard history. The previous record was last year. Remember when Mitch Trubisky won the MVP, the Nickelodeon Valuable Player, in the Nick Slime game at New Orleans against the Saints? That was the previous record of the biggest Vegas line of the NFL wildcard weekend. The Bears were 11-point underdogs. Right now, the Steelers are 12-point underdogs. When you look through history, when the number's that big, Vegas is almost always right. In 96, this was the tail end of the Cowboys dynasty, Dallas were 10-point favorites over the Vikings at home. They won by 25. Same year, the Niners were 10.5-point favorites against the Eagles at home. They won by 14. In 04, the Colts were 10-point favorites against the Broncos at home. They won by 25. The Chargers in 07, 10-point favorites at home against the Titans. They won by 11. 2011, the Saints, 10.5-point favorites against the Lions. Saints won by 17. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, 11-point favorites over the Vikings 9 years ago. They won by 14 points. Dolphins and Steelers, remember Adam Gase and Ryan Tannehill were once upon a time in the playoffs? They were 11-point underdogs to the Steelers. Steelers won by 18. And last year, the Buccaneers, in their first playoff game, were 10-point favorites over Taylor Heineke in Washington. They did not cover the number. They won by 8. They were 10-point favorites. In fact, the only time a massive underdog pulled the full upset was the Beastquake game. Remember, that Seahawks team was 7-9, the first ever sub-500 playoff squad, and they took on the Saints. The Saints were defending Super Bowl champs, but because the Saints were the wild card and the Seahawks won the division, even though the Seahawks were 7-9 and the Saints were a much better record, Saints had to go to Seattle. Beastquake happened, and even though the Saints were 10-point road favorites, the Seahawks won outright by 5 points. But again, over the math and over the history of double-digit wildcard underdogs, only once ever has the underdog actually won the game, and only twice ever has the underdog covered the points. So when you look at Steelers-Chiefs on Sunday as 12 to 12.5-point underdogs, do the Steelers deserve to be that lightly regarded going into this game? It is where we begin. You're cold open.
We've been to Kansas City very recently. They handled us and handled us definitively. And so we understand that. But at the same time, We're not paralyzed by that. We accept that we didn't play well enough last time. We accept that we didn't plan well enough last time, but that's last time. And we're excited about the process of readiness this time.
I would assume as a group you understand that, you know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the, out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic,
heart-rending. It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Those voices, familiar voices, Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. So Roethlisberger was kind of playing possum yesterday. Hey, we're not even supposed to be here. Hey, out of 14 playoff teams, we're probably number 14. We're double-digit underdogs. We got no chance. Might as well just go out there and play. Go have fun. And that's the right attitude. I think if you are looking at long odds like this, and let's face it, the Steelers are not going to win a Super Bowl this year, then what you do is you take all of the pressure off of yourselves and you try to place it squarely on the other team, and you hope by playing loose, by playing free, you end up maybe putting the favorite on notice, on their heels, creating discomfort for them, and allowing the pressure of the day to potentially build and build and build, and then maybe the favorite cracks. I don't think there's any way the Steelers could win this football game. I think out of all of the matchups this weekend, this is the one that I do not foresee a path for the underdog to have to win the game, and here's why. Both the Steelers and the Chiefs have excellent defenses. We know the Steelers, led by TJ Watt, have an amazing pass rush, and they can make life really difficult on Patrick Mahomes. This game could be played in the high teens, low 20s. It's not crazy to think that this is a 24-18 game. That this is a 21-12 game. That's not out of the realm of possibility. So we could get into the fourth quarter and it's a 13-9 game. But at the end of the day, while they both have very good defenses, the difference is the Chiefs have a really good offense and the Steelers don't. Scoring-wise this year in the NFL, the Cowboys are 1, the Buccaneers are 2, the Bills are 3, the Chiefs are 4, averaging 28 points per game. You want to know where the Steelers rank? 20th. You want to know the teams the Steelers rank higher than in the NFL scoring this year? The Broncos, no QB. Washington, no QB. The Lions, no QB. The Bears, rookie QB. The Jets, rookie QB. The Panthers, no QB. The Texans, Davis Mills. The Giants, no QB. The Jaguars, disaster. Those are the only teams that the Steelers outscored. It's going to be really tough for Big Ben and that offense to put together anything significant against the Chiefs' D. I don't think the Chiefs blow them out. I could absolutely see the Steelers covering 12 or 13 points. What I don't see is the Steelers being able to score enough to walk away with a victory. It's great that Big Ben has found a way to magic carpet ride into the playoffs this final go-round. It's been fun for Steelers fans. It was certainly fun to see Mike Tomlin of the team dancing in the locker room on Sunday. They've earned at least some type of happiness and joy and feeling of satisfaction. The only way that this thing goes in the Steelers' direction is if the Steelers' defense creates scores. They've got to create a pick six. They've got to create a scoop and score, perhaps. They've got to get a turnover deep inside the Chiefs' end, leading to at least 3 points. Maybe 7. They've got to set up their offense 4 points or score points on their own, and maybe an injury.
for the Chiefs because I just don't see a way for the Steelers offense to do anything against a really good Chiefs defense on Sunday and not expect the Chiefs offense to do just a little bit more than what Big Ben can bring together. But I will say the Chiefs offense will watch on Sunday, and you'll think that because there's Kelce and Tyreek and Patrick Mahomes and they went on this long win streak and they're the two seed that they're all fixed. They're not all fixed. They're not all fixed. In fact, the Chiefs defense needed that scoop and score to pull away from the Broncos last Saturday. They needed that play. The Chiefs defense will come up with big plays that they desperately need. I just don't think that the Steelers have the firepower to actually pull off a W in that game. I don't see it. But I like the attitude by the Steelers. I like the attitude by Big Ben. No pressure on us. Let's just go out there. We're not supposed to be here. Apparently, we're not very good at all. So let's just go have fun. Perfect. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 on Twitter. DA on CBS. Ever lose your job? Ever be broken up with? Ever just have an absolutely miserable day? Now, what do you want to do? Sit at home, turn on the TV, maybe some sad music, maybe a depressing movie, and you want to eat and drink your feelings.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Guess who did that? Joe Gerge. Story next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Shut up.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us on your smart speaker. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio and have us on around the house as you get your day started. If you've been tuned into social media,
on the DA show, and there's so many ways you can connect with us in that regard. You will have seen sometime this week Pete the Body Bilotti's GIF, that cap cut from the behind the scenes footage, slamming his hand on the desk. Bah, bah, bah. Because we have had multiple issues this week. The most notable was Mraz's microphone, which is why the first couple of days of this week, he sounded like he was a fast food drive-thru guy.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. Would you like trying to McRib?
But we have been told by engineering we may have had it fixed. Okay, Mraz, give me a testing 1, 2, 3.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy doody do! It works. It finally works.
Let's go. I'm back. How's everybody been?
That sounds right. Right, Pete? That sounds... He's giving me the thumbs up. Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. It sounds clean. It sounds clear. Finally, after nearly 2 weeks of dealing with this, I think we finally got it fixed.
All right. That's good. Now I just have to work on my voice not being as squealy this year.
That's been something you've been working on for a while, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, sometimes you just never get an offense right. So we'll figure it out.
You won't figure it out.
No, I probably won't. I probably won't.
Okay. But we have the mic fixed. This is a big win for CBS Sports Radio. So I don't know how this story becomes a story, but TMZ has photographs of pizza and beer delivery at Joe Judge's home. Now, the reason I ask how did we get this is because who would have paparazzi standing outside Joe Judge's house? It's one thing if you're looking at a legitimate celebrity. It's one thing if you're tracking down what's going in and out of Britney Spears' home. But can you believe TMZ paid for somebody to stand outside Joe Judge's home after he was canned? What do you think you're getting there? Joe, can you tell me, running the football on 2nd and 11 from inside your own 5, a quarterback sneak? But thus they did. And because TMZ has continually proven that when you doubt them, they do end up paying dividends, they did get something significant with the paparazzi outside his home. Now, my first takeaway is he's got columns outside his home and a beautiful stone facade. You can only see his entryway, but there are 3 white columns and beautiful stonework on the front of his home. And a giant, beautiful oak door. In fact, double doors that swing open with nice painted glass. Mraz, I don't know how much his contract was worth, and I don't know where he lives, but the Giants apparently paid very well for a 38-year-old special teams guy because his house looks very, very nice.
It does. It looks extremely nice. Columns are always a giveaway because columns are holding up something, which is probably a very big, overlooking entryway. I have like another neighborhood near my town that's like that. And you could tell, those are the column people.
Yeah. If you've got columns, it means that your entryway is extravagant, but it also means something above it could be like a big dining room or a big jacuzzi area or a big something or a spiral staircase. The columns are a dead giveaway. That's a big time home. So the paparazzi photos show Joe Judge coming out to accept a delivery. And there's 2 different people that show up. We can't tell what the timeline is, but there's at least 1 beer delivery. And there's a guy, a beer truck guy who's pulling a hand truck himself. He's got a big delivery truck. He's pulling a hand truck. And the hand truck, Mraz, it appears to be
2 cases of Coors Light, 2 24 packs, 4 cases of Mick Ultra, and on top, I think it's a 12er of Corona. It's a yellow box, but I can't tell because the order is taped on top of the logo.
I think that actually looks like a box that would have a couple bottles of wine in it.
Oh, a yellow box with wine?
Yeah, that's kind of, it reminds me of one of those liquor store boxes with that's a certain type of wine where maybe you got like 6 bottles of wine in there. And it looks like the right height in comparison as well.
I think you're right. So let's break this thing down. You get fired. You don't want to leave the house. You're bummed out. Everybody in the tri-state area hates your guts. You're a national punchline. Your dream job is gone. You may never get another head coaching job again. You're 40 years old and it went up, poof, in a plume of smoke. You just want to sit back and plow beers. Get drunk. Wash away your feelings. I get it. Who hasn't been there? I don't mind that play. Now, if you know paparazzi's outside getting a beer delivery, maybe smarter just to send somebody out to go get you your beer. But fine, I can't kill you there either. Maybe you don't expect to have paparazzi outside your home.
That's true. And even if the paparazzi is, so what? He's not allowed to have beer and pizza?
It's a lot of beer, though. It makes it look like he's an alcoholic because he's ordering 6 cases of beer and a huge box of wine.
Yes, there's another deep dive that goes into this beyond it. Which is this all for him and immediate family, or is he having some kind of fireman party?
What's a fireman party?
Instead of a retirement party, you've been fired. It's a fireman party.
Gotcha. Right. So are you just plowing through 6 cases? That's the first thing. Did he win the brouhaha upon being fired? That's another question I have.
Good questions, DA, but I think there are 2 important questions when it comes to this. First of all, if you're Joe Judge and you've made a million or whatever you're making as the head coach.
A million. I'm sure he's making more than that.
Whatever
Let's
it
say
is.
Say $5 million a year.
Whatever it is. He gets the pizzas shipped. He gets the beer shipped. I mean, you're going canned beer for all those cases? I mean, could we get some bottles, maybe a draft, anything like that? Number 2, if he's going with that kind of beer and you're the one over his house ready to consume this beer, I mean, the guy just got fired. You letting him flip the bill for all this beer and pizza as well? Are you going to contribute anything?
You'd like to think that somebody else is paying for the beer and pizza since he's the one that got fired.
Right. I think he looks cheap, but I think people at his house look cheap all at once.
My other concern here is that I'm not one to judge other people's drinking unless it's seltzer. Then I'm going to judge you till the cows come home. But if you're sitting back looking to get sloshed because you're fired, Mick Ultra, you got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You're trying to save carbs while you buy 6 cases and try to plow through them all. At that point, the carbs aren't the problem. You're planning on drinking 30 beers to forget about life. Then saving 5 or 6 calories per can, what are we doing?
Fine, although I would say Mick Ultra is one of the better tasting light beers out there.
I disagree, but
it's better than a Coors, which he has there. Much better.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh.
That's a hard disagree.
No.
There's,
once Coors leaves the plant, it's garbage.
No, there's space in everybody's life for a Coors Light. An icy Coors Light right out of the freezer, right out of a cold cooler. Oh, yeah, it's got those snowmen on it this time of year.
Look,
That's a tasty beverage.
They got a good gimmick. I've gone to places expecting to drink, and the only beer there was Coors Light, and I've decided I'm going to be the driver for the night.
Well, that's a mistake by you. The other delivery here is pizza, and it appears to me to be 5 Papa John's pizzas. He gets 5. It looks like Papa John's boxes. We see the 5 pies. And it appears it's a delivery that somebody didn't go out and get it because Joe Judge is at the door letting the person in. However, that's from a guy showing up at the door. Then there's a woman with another 2 pies and what appears to be a Papa John's breadstick or stromboli or something box, the smaller box, on top of the other pies. So it looks like he's got 7 Papa John's pies between 2 people and a breadsticks, garlic, not stromboli type of thing as well.
I hadn't even considered that that was Papa John's. I think I just trusted Joe Judge, South Philly guy up in New Jersey. You just got fired by the New York Giants. You could be getting a special teams coach down in the South, maybe in college. You got to go regular New York, New Jersey pies there, don't you?
Oh, my God. The fact that he would go PJs, and there's a place for PJs after the bars late at night if you need a late night delivery or in a place where there's not great pizza.
I'm not above it, sure.
If you live in Northern Jersey, which is likely where he lives because that's where almost all the Giants live, around where Giant Stadium is and their practice facility, or you're living in Connecticut or something like that, the idea that you would go 7 Papa John's pies is humiliating. It's embarrassing and shows why his decision making is so poor. He's got to be fired. It shows it is a metaphor for running the quarterback sneak on 2nd and 11 and 3rd and 9. He chose Papa John's as his pie when he lives within 10 miles of New York City.
That, and I've been a Joe Judge defender. I'm not going to commit to that this is Papa. I'm going to hold him to a higher standard. But the fact that it's possible and it's making me second guess it, it is probably the worst coaching move he's made. It's terrible.
Now, wait a minute. Do we know that this was definitely yesterday or the day before? Could this have been Monday night and they were watching a national title game?
I suppose anything is possible. However, it's daylight. Remember, it gets dark around here at about 5 o'clock. So if he's ordering 7 pie stromboli while it's daylight, that's all gone within an hour and a half or 2 hours, still an hour and a half to go before kickoff of the national championship game.
And also, as I remember, he met for several hours with ownership Monday and was due to come back Tuesday, was not fired yet. I would think he got bigger priorities than throwing a national championship party on Monday night. We're not even bringing up the biggest issue with this picture, with all these pictures.
Yeah.
Dude, take your Christmas decorations down.
He still got his Christmas decorations
up. I mean, my
up,
goodness.
And that's embarrassing as well. Now, I realize you're consumed by the season, maybe trying to save your job, but he's got the big oversized ornament that says Merry Christmas on the front stoop, and there's also a red North Pole mailbox type of thing also on the front porch as well. Nice house. Looks like beautiful shrubbery. Looks like he's got a nice little security camera thing there. He's got the columns. He's got the big oak double doors. It's all very nice. But Christmas decorations up in mid-January almost. He's getting Mick Ultra delivered and Papa John's. Obviously, he's not head coaching material.
No, it's ridiculous. And also, next to one of the Christmas decorations is a picture of, I guess, is the lady walking in the pizza. He's still got like an Amazon delivery out there. You're getting the pizza and beer in there.
Look at that.
His stoop's a disaster. It's an outright disaster.
You're right. There's an Amazon delivery package. It looks like somebody maybe had a late Christmas gift, like a hoodie or a sweater, some type of clothing. It's in one of those, you know, light Amazon packages that it's...
Oh, it's a disgrace.
It's not a box. It's one of those packages.
Now you get inside of it. I feel worse about defending him.
Yeah, you can't defend him here. This is indefensible. This is why he had to be fired. Andrew Bogus joins us this morning here on the show. AB, what is the biggest penalty or the biggest crime that Joe Judge commits here on the pizza and beer delivery day upon getting fired?
It would be the pizza. It would be if it's Papa John. I just don't know if we have enough evidence to confirm it's Papa John, and I don't want to go too far in a takedown without full-on evidence of that being Papa John's. I need something a little more concrete, more of a smoking gun.
Okay.
But if it is Papa John's in New Jersey, it's not acceptable. And
unacceptable.
That decision by itself could have led to him being fired if he already wasn't fired.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, it just shows incredibly poor decision-making. They're red and green boxes that appear very Papa John's-esque, but the picture is taken from so far away, you can't zoom in all the way to actually see the label itself.
Week one, remember, he got crushed versus the Broncos for challenging a play that's unchallengeable and losing a timeout. Here we are now, week 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did somebody challenge him on ordering Papa John's in Jersey?
All right, AB has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues, where do we begin?
We begin in the NBA. Two of the best spent the night together in Chicago. It was all Brooklyn, especially after halftime.
Durant, McKinney on him, one-on-one. Crossover, pull-up three. Good for Kevin Durant. 27 for KD, a 20-point lead for Brooklyn with a minute 38 to go in the third.
Chris Carino on Nets Radio. KD scored 17 in that third quarter as Brooklyn steamrolled Chicago. 76 second-half points to win 138-112. Durant finished with 27. James Harden had 25 and 16 assists. DeMar DeRozan's Bulls had won 10 of 11.
Let it sink in. Let it suck. Let it hurt. I understand we got a butt whooped and, you know, we got another big test ahead of us next game.
The Bulls won the first two meetings between these two this season, still had the better overall record. The Kings down the Lakers 125-116 to snap a five-game losing streak. The Knicks snapped the Mavs' six-game run 108-85 at the Garden. The Heat hammered the Hawks 115-91. And the Cavs a 111-91 win in Utah. Cleveland now 3-1. On a six-game road trip, Ben Simmons' agent, Rich Paul, reportedly met yesterday with Daryl Morey and Elton Brand. They remain at a stalemate over Ben's future. The Sixers would still apparently take him back, but Ben doesn't want that still. Philly will only trade him for the right package. We have been discussing Aaron Rodgers' toe for weeks now, but that convo might soon be over because the Packer QB says the issue no longer requires a pain-killing shot.
It's been a few games now without doing that, so I'm feeling good. Practice today, close to 100%. I think I should be 100% probably by next week.
The Packers, of course, have the lone bye in the NFC. Eagles QB Jalen Hurts put in a full practice yesterday, as expected, after resting his sore ankle in Week 18. And the Bears have begun working to replace Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. They interviewed Doug Peterson and Cleveland front office exec Glenn Cook yesterday. Men's college hoops, Villanova held off Xavier 64-60 in a battle of ranked Big East teams. And number 8 Duke took care of Wake Forest 76-64 without Coach K. He was out with a non-COVID illness. On ice, the Leafs losing in Arizona 2-1. And Novak Djokovic now knows his first-run opponent if he's allowed to play the Aussie Open, which begins on Monday. Today's draw actually delayed 75 minutes to let Prime Minister Scott Morrison hold a press conference, maybe announcing another Novak decision, but that didn't happen. Djokovic's visa could be canceled again at any moment. DA, back to you.
Boy, what a circus this has become. When we come back here on the show, college football's national championship once again goes to the SEC. For all of those SEC haters out there, you might want to expand that playoff, and the conference commissioners are still bickering over this. We'll talk about the irony of that next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
6 minutes past the hour, DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the DA Show is available in podcast form. You can listen to the best of the show. You can listen to the full 4 hours of the show. You can listen to the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast. And you can also listen to Sunday Morning Football. It's all available every single day and every single week in our podcast feed. Just search the DA Show. Subscribe, rate, and review. And this week's PGP is more than an hour long. It's nearly an hour and 10 minutes. There's a side A, Mraz and I, a side B, Mraz and Bogues, and a side C with me and Aiden, the intern, the Marquette Marvel, as we discuss everything from the aftermath of the 12 DAs, Mraz's shirtless, freezing cold Monday Giants bet, and the inner workings of the brew. Ha ha. Aiden is like Kyler Murray. So, now that the college football playoff is wrapped up, we turn our attention to what the future looks like for college football. And the conference commissioners, the power brokers of the college football world, have been meeting basically monthly to decide what the next step is for the college football playoff. And it, to me, is inevitable that it will expand when this deal is over 4 years from now.
because there's more money to be had, and these conference commissioners and college football power brokers have never yet said no to more money. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but they always come around to the same end result. They accept the more money. So, how does this look? It could be six, where you have five power conference champions and a group of five conference champion as well. Those would be your six. But that's not going to happen because conferences want a wild card. They want an opportunity to have more than one team in there. They also like the idea of not just their conference champion being in there, because maybe the best team of their conference is not the conference champion that year. You could get to eight by being five conference champions and then a group of five champ and then two wild cards. That certainly is in play. I can see that making a lot of sense. In fact, I think that would be the model I'd appreciate most. I really think that it needs to get to conference championships so that those conference championship games and everything leading up until them really, really matter, and you take away the quote-unquote eye test and you just say, here's your qualifier, here's how you get in, that's your path. It would also encourage better non-conference schedules, because then, again, it's not resume and eye test. It's, did you run your gauntlet in your conference and win your conference championship? If so, you're in. Or we could get to 12, where there's automatic qualifiers like conference champions, but then you have six wild cards in there, six at-large bids. Whatever the model is, we're going to get it when this current deal is over in 4 years. The issue is none of these conferences can agree on what that model should be. Some conferences want one, some conferences want the other, and some conferences just want to keep the traditions intact like the Pac-12, who are so in bed with the Rose Bowl that they're scared to go to a playoff that would drop the Rose Bowl down in significance. The Rose Bowl has such a chokehold on that January 1 late afternoon beautiful sunset, which is gorgeous. But the Pac-12 is skittish about doing anything that would potentially hedge on the Rose Bowl. And these are the things that hold back the progress. Think about it like this. There's an SEC network. There's an ACC network. There's a Big Ten network. There's a failed Pac-12 networks. We don't have the AFC East channel. We don't have the NFC channel. We have the NFL network. So the NFL is run from one central location for what's the best for the league. College football is run by a bunch of different kingdoms, and they got to try to find agreements. And the problem here is that the SEC, because it's such limited access to a college football playoff, there's only four spots, is the place where all of these recruits want to go. Look, you see recruits, if they don't make the college football playoff, they don't want to play in their bowl games. If they play in the playoff, I'm in. We just saw Jameson Williams tear his ACL in the national championship game, and nobody says, boy, should you have played that game? But Matt Corral in the Sugar Bowl, it's, boy, should you have played that game? The top recruiting classes are all going to the SEC. Bama, Georgia, A&M. Now, Bama is, of course, a dynasty. Georgia's won a national championship. LSU won a national championship just 2 years ago. That's three consecutive SEC national champions. And on top of that, Auburn winning recently and Florida winning two with Urban Meyer. And the SEC is running laps around everybody winning national championships. And it's not just Alabama. In the Big Ten, it's only Ohio State. In the ACC, it's only Clemson. In the SEC, choose your weapon. All of the talent is going there. So the best way for these other conferences to chip away at the thorough dominance of the SEC, which I know there's a lot of anti-SEC bias out there. It means more, all of this arrogance, what have you. Hey, they've earned it. They're running laps around everybody. They're recruiting better players. They're paying more for coaches. And they've got better facilities and winning national championships. So you got to beat them if you don't want them to brag on you. And these conference commissioners that are saying, well, we can't alter the playoff because of the Rose Bowl, because of this, that, or the other thing, are missing the bigger point. If you wanna run with those big dogs, then you've got to get in line for change. And that means expanding the playoff, and that means you might have to break some eggs to make this omelet, which means the Rose Bowl might be upset, or this bowl might be upset, or this relationship might be upset. You've got to do it. You need more doors open for you to get into the playoff so that your kids in your region that you recruit don't say, well, I got to go to the SEC to win a championship because there are only four spots in that playoff. You've got to say, no, there's six, there's eight, there's 12. You can win playoff games here just like you can there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.